This is the square in which the goat herd gathered his goats every morning to take them up to the mountains to graze. When he brought them down again, each goat returned precisely to its own stable. In the evening, beside the fire, with just the light of the flames, stories handed down for generations were told in Ezino. A shiver would go down their spines due to the presence of the devil who punished the disobedience of grown-ups and children if they disobeyed the commandments of the church. One of these stories is about a young goatherd who was not a bad boy, but who failed to listen to his parents. His father always told him not to abandon his herd, and his mother, poor lady, gave them clothes that had been blessed in order to save him from misfortune. But, as soon as he could, the boy left his small herd of goats in the care of his dog while he ran off to play. One evening, while assembling his goats in Goat Square, he noticed that his very own goat was missing. He ran back to the mountain. It was dark, and he wandered through the ravines, calling his goat. Finally, from the bottom of a precipice, he heard his little wounded goat bleating. Clambering down the rocks, he reached her and put her round his shoulders. While he was climbing back up, making a great effort because the little goat was getting heavier and heavier, a deep, cavernous voice reached him from the bottom of the valley, shouting, "Weigh on him! Weigh on him!" To which another voice replied, "I can't! I can't! His clothes were spun in the Ember Days." The Ember Days are four periods of the year: Advent, Lent, Pentecost, and the Holy Trinity, which require 3 days fasting and abstinence. When threads were spun on those days, they were blessed. The goatherd started to run, but he could still hear the voice shouting, "Weigh on him!" And the reply of the other voice calling, "I can't! I can't! His clothes were spun on the Ember Days." Then the little goatherd understood that he had the devil round his neck, and that he was being saved by the fact that his mother had spun his clothes at a time that had been blessed. He threw the animal down the precipice and ran all the way to Goat Square, where his own little goat had already come back by herself. And the story goes that the little goatherd never disobeyed his parents again.